Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex, your friendly neighborhood wellness coach, and I'm thrilled you've tuned into today's episode. You know, I was chatting with a friend the other day, and they joked about their blood pressure being higher than their credit score. We laughed, but it got me thinking. How many of us really understand what high blood pressure is all about? Let's dive into this silent killer that's lurking in the shadows of our busy lives. High blood pressure, or hypertension as the docs call it, is like that annoying party guest who overstays their welcome. It puts too much pressure on your arteries, and often you don't even know it's there. Imagine your blood vessels are like garden hoses. Now, picture what happens when you crank up the water pressure. That's essentially what high blood pressure does to your body. Over time, this can lead to some serious party poopers like heart disease and stroke. Here's the kicker. High blood pressure often doesn't have any symptoms. It's like a ninja, silently causing havoc without you even realizing it. That's why it's earned the ominous nickname, the Silent Killer. Sounds like a bad movie title, right? But don't worry, I'm not here to freak you out. Knowledge is power, my friends. Understanding what high blood pressure is and how it affects your body is the first step in taking control of your health. It's like knowing your opponent in a game of chess. Once you understand how it moves, you can plan your strategy to win. So next time you're at the doctor's office and they wrap that cuff around your arm, pay attention to those numbers. They're not just random digits. They're giving you valuable intel about what's going on inside your body. Remember, folks, your health is your most valuable asset. Understanding high blood pressure is like getting a sneak peek at the enemy's playbook. And trust me, with the right game plan, you can absolutely crush this opponent. Curious about how to lower your blood pressure naturally? Well, stick around, because we've got some game-changing strategies coming up that'll make managing your blood pressure feel less like a chore and more like a fun health adventure. And hey, if you want to dive deeper into this topic or any of our other health tips, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. Your journey to better health is just a click away. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you to stay curious, stay healthy, and keep that blood pressure in check. All right, health warriors, let's talk about lifestyle changes that can help you manage your blood pressure. Trust me, these aren't just boring doctor's orders. They're your secret weapons in the battle against hypertension. First up, let's chat about the elephant in the room, or should I say, the extra pounds on the scale. I know, losing weight isn't exactly a walk in the park. But here's the thing, shedding even a few pounds can make a big difference in your blood pressure. It's like taking a heavy backpack off your heart. Suddenly, everything feels a bit easier. Now let's talk grub. You are what you eat, right? Well, your blood pressure certainly is. Imagine your plate as a colorful masterpiece, loaded up with fruits, veggies, and low-fat dairy. Ever heard of the DASH diet? It's like the superhero of heart-healthy eating plans. DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. Fancy name, simple concept. It's all about balance and nutrient-rich foods. Here's a quick tip. Think of sodium as your blood pressure's arch nemesis. Try to keep it under 1500 milligrams a day. On the flip side, potassium is your new best friend. Bananas, avocados, white beans, these potassium-rich foods are like nature's blood pressure regulators. Now I know what you're thinking. Alex, all this talk about food is making me thirsty. Well, let's raise a glass to moderation. If you enjoy a drink or two, just keep it in check. For the fellas, that's no more than two drinks a day, and for the ladies, it's one. Your blood pressure will thank you. But wait, there's more. Remember when your gym teacher used to say, a healthy body is a moving body? Well, turns out they were onto something. Aim for about 150 minutes of aerobic exercise a week. That's just 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Or if you're feeling strong, try two resistance training sessions. Your heart and blood vessels will get stronger and your blood pressure will likely drop. Oh, and here's a big one. If you smoke, it's time to kick that habit to the curb. I know it's tough, but your blood vessels will breathe a sigh of relief, pun intended, when you quit. Your risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke will drop faster than you can say nicotine patch. Last but not least, don't forget to catch those Z's. Good sleep is like a reset button for your body, including your heart and blood vessels. Skimp on sleep, and you're rolling out the red carpet for high blood pressure. Remember, folks, these changes aren't about restricting your life, they're about enhancing it. It's all about finding that sweet spot where healthy choices become your new normal. And trust me, your body and your blood pressure will love you for it. Feeling motivated to make some changes? Great. But don't forget, there's more to learn. Hop over to nutritionally.com for more in-depth info on these lifestyle tweaks. Your healthier future is just a click away. You've got this, health warriors. Small changes today can lead to big wins tomorrow. Keep pushing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep believing in yourself. Until next time, this is Alex, cheering you on in your journey to better health. Hey there, health enthusiasts. Let's dig into everyone's favorite topic, food. But not just any food. We're talking about the kind of grub that'll make your blood pressure swoon. You know, I used to think that eating for my heart meant saying goodbye to flavor. Boy, was I wrong. The DASH diet, remember, that's our superhero dietary approaches to stop hypertension, is like a flavor fiesta for your taste buds and your heart. Picture this, a rainbow on your plate. No, I'm not talking about Skittles. I mean vibrant fruits and veggies, whole grains, lean proteins, and a splash of low-fat dairy. It's like throwing a party in your mouth where everyone's invited, except high blood pressure, that party pooper. Now, let's talk about salt. I know, it makes everything taste better. But here's a fun fact. Your taste buds are actually pretty adaptable. Cut back on salt gradually, and before you know it, you'll be tasting flavors you never knew existed. Aim for less than 1,500 milligrams a day. That might sound like a lot, but trust me, it adds up fast. But hey, it's not all about what you're cutting out. It's also about what you're adding in. Enter potassium, the unsung hero of heart health. Foods rich in potassium are like nature's very own blood pressure medications. Bananas, sweet potatoes, spinach, these are your new best friends. Oh, and here's a pro tip. Herbs and spices are your secret weapons. They pack a flavor punch without the sodium sucker punch. Experiment with different combinations. You might discover you're a culinary genius. Now, I can already hear some of you saying, but Alex, I don't have time to cook elaborate meals. No worries, I've got you covered. Meal prep is your friend. Spend a couple of hours on Sunday chopping veggies, cooking whole grains, and prepping lean proteins. You'll thank yourself all week long when healthy eating is as easy as opening the fridge. And let's not forget about hydration. Water is like the oil that keeps your body's engine running smoothly. Aim for about 8 glasses a day. If plain water bores you, jazz it up with some sliced cucumber or a squeeze of lemon. Remember, this isn't about depriving yourself. It's about nourishing your body with foods that love it back. Think of it as an adventure. You're exploring new flavors, textures, and combinations that not only taste great, but make you feel fantastic too. The best part? These changes don't just help your blood pressure. They can improve your energy levels, help you maintain a healthy weight, and even boost your mood. It's like a whole body tune-up, one delicious bite at a time. So, who's ready to give their diet a heart-healthy makeover? If you're looking for some DASH-friendly recipes or more nutrition tips, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. Your taste buds and your heart will thank you. Remember, folks, every bite is a chance to nourish your body and lower that blood pressure. So let's make those chances count. Until next time, this is Alex, wishing you happy, healthy eating. All right, let's get moving, folks. We're about to dive into the world of physical activity and exercise, and trust me, it's not as scary as it sounds. In fact, it might just become your new favorite part of the day. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, the only running I do is running late for work. But here's the thing. Exercise doesn't have to mean marathon training or becoming a gym rat. It's all about finding ways to move that you actually enjoy. Let's break it down. The magic number we're aiming for is 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity per week. Sounds like a lot? Let's put it into perspective. That's just 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And get this, you don't even have to do it all at once. 3 10-minute walks throughout the day? That counts. Here's a fun fact for you. Regular physical activity is like a natural blood pressure medication. It helps keep your heart strong and your blood vessels flexible. It's like giving your circulatory system a spa day, every day. Now, if you're feeling a bit more adventurous, why not try some resistance training? Twice a week, grab some weights, or even just use your body weight and work those muscles. It's not just about bulking up. Resistance training can help lower blood pressure, improve bone density, and boost your metabolism. Talk about a triple threat. But here's the real secret. The best exercise is the one you'll actually do. Love dancing? Crank up the tunes and have a living room dance party. Enjoy nature? Take a hike or go for a bike ride. The possibilities are endless. And hey, for all you desk jockeys out there, I've got news for you. Even small movements throughout the day can make a big difference. Stand up while you're on the phone, take the stairs instead of the elevator, or do some desk stretches. Every little bit counts. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Maybe you start with a 5-minute walk around the block. That's great. Next week, try for 7 minutes. Before you know it, you'll be up to 30 minutes and wondering where the time went. The best part, exercise isn't just good for your blood pressure. It's a mood booster, a stress buster, and an energy enhancer all rolled into one. It's like a superhero cape for your overall health. So, what do you say? Ready to lace up those sneakers and get moving? Whether it's a gentle yoga session, a brisk walk with a friend, or trying out that new dance class you've been eyeing, your body and your blood pressure will thank you. And hey, if you're looking for some fun, easy exercise ideas, or want to learn more about how physical activity can boost your health, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. We've got tons of resources to help you get started on your movement journey. Remember, every step counts. You've got this, health warriors. Let's make moving a part of our daily routine and watch those blood pressure numbers drop. Until next time, this is Alex, cheering you on from the sidelines of your health journey. All right, friends, let's tackle the elephant in the room, or should I say, the cigarette in the ashtray and the extra glass of wine on the table. We're diving into the world of smoking cessation and alcohol moderation. I know, not the most fun topics, but stick with me. Your blood pressure will thank you. Let's start with smoking. Now, I'm not here to lecture anyone. We all know smoking isn't great for our health. But did you know it's like putting your blood pressure on a roller coaster ride? Every puff temporarily spikes your blood pressure and heart rate. It's like your circulatory system is constantly yelling, "Mayday, mayday!" But here's the good news, and trust me, it's really good. The moment you quit smoking, your body starts to heal. Within just 20 minutes of your last cigarette, your heart rate and blood pressure start to drop. It's like your body's saying, "Phew, finally, I can relax now." I know quitting isn't easy. It's like breaking up with a toxic friend. You know it's for the best, but it's still tough. But remember, you're not alone in this. There are so many resources out there to help, from nicotine patches to support groups. And hey, if you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Every attempt brings you closer to success. Now, let's pour ourselves into the topic of alcohol. I'm not here to tell you to become a teetotaler, unless that's what you want, of course. It's all about moderation, folks. Think of alcohol like a spice. A little can add flavor to life, but too much can overwhelm everything else. Here's the deal. For the guys out there, try to keep it to no more than 2 drinks a day. Ladies, it's 1 drink a day for you. And no, saving them all up for Saturday night doesn't count. Your blood pressure needs consistent moderation, not a weekly spike. But what counts as a drink, you ask? Great question. It's about 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of spirits. And sorry, that giant margarita glass doesn't count as one drink. Now, here's a fun tip. If you're at a social event and want to pace yourself, try alternating between alcoholic drinks and water. Not only will your blood pressure thank you, but your head will thank you the next morning too. Remember, it's not about depriving yourself of life's pleasures. It's about finding a balance that works for you and your health. Maybe you swap that after-work drink for a relaxing walk, or replace your smoking breaks with quick meditation sessions. The key is to find healthier ways to manage stress and socialize. And here's the kicker. When you cut back on smoking and excessive drinking, you might just find you have more energy, sleep better, and feel more clear-headed. It's like upgrading your whole life, not just your blood pressure. So, what do you say? Ready to give your blood pressure and your whole body a break? Whether it's cutting back on drinks or taking that first step towards quitting smoking, every little bit helps. And remember, you've got this. For more tips on quitting smoking or moderating alcohol intake, or if you just need some extra support, hop over to our website at nutritionally.com. We're here to cheer you on every step of the way. Remember, friends, every positive choice you make is a step towards better health. You're stronger than you think, and your future self will thank you for the changes you make today. Until next time, this is Alex, rooting for your healthier, happier tomorrow. All right, folks, let's talk about two of my favorite topics, catching some Z's and kicking stress to the curb. Trust me, your blood pressure is all ears for this one. First up, let's dive into the magical world of sleep. You know that feeling when you've had a great night's sleep? You wake up feeling like you could conquer the world. Well, your blood pressure feels the same way. It's like a mini vacation for your circulatory system. Here's the scoop. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. I know, easier said than done, right? But here's a little secret. It's all about creating a bedtime routine. Think of it as a lullaby for adults. Maybe it's a warm bath, some light stretching, or curling up with a good book. The key is to signal to your body that it's time to wind down. And here's a pro tip. Create a sleep sanctuary in your bedroom. Keep it cool, dark, and quiet. Your bed should be for sleep and, well, you know, not for scrolling through social media or catching up on work emails. Now, let's talk about that other sleep stealer. Stress. Oh boy, stress is like that uninvited guest who shows up at your party and refuses to leave. It's not just annoying, it can send your blood pressure through the roof. But here's the good news. You've got more control over stress than you might think. It's all about finding healthy ways to manage it. For some people, it's meditation or deep breathing exercises. For others, it might be going for a run or painting. The key is to find what works for you. Here's a fun exercise to try. Next time you're feeling stressed, imagine your worries as clouds floating by in the sky. You see them, you acknowledge them, but you don't have to grab onto them. It's a great way to gain a little perspective. And hey, let's not forget about the power of a good laugh. Laughter really is the best medicine. It releases endorphins, reduces stress hormones, and can even lower blood pressure. So go ahead, watch that funny cat video or call that friend who always cracks you up. Your blood pressure will thank you. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I don't have time for all this sleep and relaxation. I get it. Life is busy. But here's the thing. Making time for rest and stress management isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. It's like putting gas in your car. You've got to do it if you want to keep running smoothly. Try this. Set a bedtime alarm on your phone to remind you when it's time to start winding down. And schedule in some me time every day, even if it's just 10 minutes. Think of it as a daily appointment with yourself that you can't cancel. Remember, good sleep and stress management aren't just good for your blood pressure. They're good for your overall health and happiness. It's like giving yourself a daily dose of TLC. So who's ready to catch some quality Z's and say goodbye to stress? Your blood pressure is cheering you on. And if you want more tips on getting better sleep or managing stress, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. Sweet dreams and stress-free days, everyone. Remember, a rested you is a healthier you. Until next time, this is Alex, wishing you peaceful nights and calm, productive days ahead. All right, health champions, let's talk about keeping tabs on your blood pressure. You know, it's kind of like being your own health detective. And trust me, it's way more fun than it sounds. First things first, why is regular monitoring so important? Well, remember how we talked about high blood pressure being the silent killer? It doesn't exactly send you a text message when it's creeping up. That's why checking in regularly is key. It's like catching that sneaky villain before it can cause any trouble. Now, You might be thinking, but Alex, I'm not a doctor. How am I supposed to monitor my blood pressure? Great question. The good news is, you don't need a medical degree to keep an eye on your numbers. Home blood pressure monitors are easy to use and more affordable than ever. It's like having a mini health checkup right in your living room. Here's a pro tip. Try to measure your blood pressure at the same time each day. Maybe it's part of your morning routine, right after you've had your coffee, decaf, of course, and before you start your day. Consistency is key here, folks. Now let's decode those numbers. You've got two of them. Systolic, that's the top number, and diastolic, the bottom one. Think of it like a fraction, but way more important than the ones you learned in math class. A normal reading is generally considered to be below 120/80. But don't freak out if you get a high reading once in a while. Blood pressure naturally fluctuates throughout the day. Here's where it gets fun. Start keeping a blood pressure diary. I know, it sounds like homework, but hear me out. Jot down your readings along with what you were doing that day. Did you have a stressful meeting? Tried a new exercise routine? Had an extra slice of pizza? You might start noticing patterns that can help you manage your blood pressure better. It's like being a scientist, but the subject is you. And hey, don't forget to share these readings with your healthcare provider. They'll love that you're taking an active role in your health. It's like giving them a cheat sheet for your checkups. Now, I can already hear some of you saying, but Alex, what if I see high numbers? Won't that just stress me out more? I get it. Seeing high numbers can be scary. But remember, knowledge is power. If you notice your numbers creeping up, you can take action right away. Maybe it's time to dust off those running shoes or revamp your meal plan. You're in the driver's seat of your health journey. Here's a fun challenge for you. Try taking your blood pressure before and after a relaxation session. You might be amazed at how much a few minutes of deep breathing can affect those numbers. It's like watching your body's stressometer in real time. Remember, monitoring your blood pressure isn't about obsessing over numbers. It's about empowering yourself with information. It's like having a roadmap for your health journey. You always know where you are and where you're heading. So, who's ready to become their own health detective? Grab that blood pressure monitor and start investigating. And if you want more tips on how to monitor your blood pressure effectively or what those numbers really mean, hop over to our website at nutritionally.com. Your future, healthier self is cheering you on. Remember, every measurement is a step towards better health. You've got this, health champions. Until next time, this is Alex, your personal cheerleader in the game of health and wellness. Keep those numbers in check and stay amazing. All right, health warriors, let's chat about teaming up with your healthcare providers. Think of it as assembling your own personal health Avengers. You're the team leader, and your healthcare providers are your superpowered allies. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Ugh, doctor's visits. Do I have to? I get it. Healthcare settings can be intimidating. But here's the thing. Your healthcare provider isn't there to judge you or give you a hard time. They're on your team, rooting for your health just as much as you are. Let's start with finding the right healthcare provider. It's kind of like dating. You want someone you click with, someone who listens to you and respects your goals. Don't be afraid to shop around a bit. You want a provider who makes you feel comfortable and heard. Once you've found your healthcare match, it's time to make the most of your visits. Here's a pro tip. Come prepared. Jot down any questions or concerns you have before your appointment. It's easy to forget things once you're in the office, and this way you won't leave thinking, "Oh no, I forgot to ask about." Remember that blood pressure diary we talked about? Bring it with you. Your healthcare provider will love seeing this data. It's like giving them a peek into your daily life, which can help them tailor their advice specifically to you. Now, here's something really important. Be honest with your provider. I know it can be tempting to sugarcoat things or leave out details that might be embarrassing, but trust me, they've heard it all before. The more open you are, the better they can help you. Think of it as giving them all the puzzle pieces so they can see the full picture of your health. Don't be afraid to speak up if you don't understand something. There's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your health. If your provider suggests a treatment or medication you're not comfortable with, let them know. There might be alternatives, or they can explain the benefits in a way that makes more sense to you. Here's a fun idea. Think of your healthcare visits as strategy sessions for your health. You and your provider are coming up with a game plan together. Maybe it's adjusting your medication, tweaking your diet, or finding new ways to manage stress. You're the expert on you, and they're the expert on health. Together, you're an unbeatable team. And hey, don't forget about other healthcare professionals who can support your blood pressure management journey. Nutritionists can help you fine-tune your diet, physical therapists can guide you in safe exercise practices, and mental health professionals can assist with stress management. It's like building your own personal health dream team. Remember, managing your blood pressure is a journey, not a destination. There might be ups and downs along the way, and that's okay. Your healthcare provider is there to support you through it all. So, who's ready to be the captain of their health team? Your healthcare providers are standing by, ready to help you crush those health goals. And if you want more tips on how to make the most of your healthcare visits or how to find the right provider for you, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. Your health journey is about to get a serious upgrade. Remember, you're not in this alone. With your healthcare team by your side, there's no health goal you can't achieve. Until next time, this is Alex, cheering you on as you take charge of your health and become the superhero of your own wellness story. All right, health heroes, we've reached our final topic, medication and treatment options for high blood pressure. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, uh-oh, here comes the scary stuff. But don't worry, we're going to break this down into bite-sized, easy-to-digest pieces. First things first, let's address the elephant in the room. Taking medication doesn't mean you've failed at managing your blood pressure. It's not a punishment. It's a tool. Think of it like wearing glasses. You're just giving your body a little extra help to function at its best. Now, there are several types of blood pressure medications out there. It's like a buffet of options, each working a little differently. You've got your diuretics, aka water pills, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and more. Don't worry about memorizing all these. That's what your healthcare provider is for. Here's the cool part. Your doctor will work with you to find the right medication or combination of medications that suits you best. It's like being a mad scientist, but instead of creating monsters, you're creating your perfect treatment plan. Now, I know some of you might be concerned about side effects. That's totally normal and a great thing to discuss with your doctor. Remember, not everyone experiences side effects, and if you do, there are often ways to manage them or switch to a different medication. Here's a pro tip. If you're prescribed medication, make it part of your daily routine. Maybe you take it with breakfast or right before bed. Some people find setting a daily alarm on their phone helpful. It's all about finding what works for you. But here's the thing. Medication isn't a magic pill that makes all your health worries disappear. It works best when combined with those lifestyle changes we talked about earlier. Think of it as a team effort. The medication and your healthy habits are working together to keep your blood pressure in check. And hey, let's not forget about alternative treatments. While they shouldn't replace prescribed medications, some people find practices like acupuncture or herbal supplements helpful in managing their blood pressure. Always chat with your healthcare provider before trying these, though. We want to make sure everything plays nicely together. Now, I can almost hear some of you asking, but Alex, do I have to take medication forever? That's a great question to discuss with your doctor. For some people, medication is a long-term thing. For others, they might be able to reduce or stop medication as their lifestyle changes take effect. It's all about your individual health journey. Remember, taking medication for your blood pressure isn't about masking a problem. It's about actively managing your health. It's like giving your cardiovascular system a helpful sidekick. So there you have it, folks, the scoop on medication and treatment options for high blood pressure. Remember, this is just an overview. Your healthcare provider is your go-to source for personalized advice. And that wraps up our deep dive into managing high blood pressure. I hope you're feeling empowered and ready to take charge of your health. Remember, every small step counts. Whether it's taking your medication regularly, squeezing in that extra walk, or choosing a heart-healthy meal, you're moving in the right direction. If you want to learn more about blood pressure medications or explore other treatment options, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. We've got a treasure trove of resources waiting for you. Here's to your health, everyone. Remember, you're not just managing blood pressure, you're investing in a healthier, happier you. You've got this, health heroes. Until next time, this is Alex, cheering you on every step of your wellness journey. Keep those hearts healthy and those spirits high. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit Nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.